And that theory of critical race got a practical application this week in Brooklyn. Brooklynites rallied around one of New York City's vacant lots earlier this week, which are on top of African burial grounds. The lot has become the focus of community concern over the future of the site. Clark Adamitis reports.
African graves matter.
African graves matter.
African slaves matter.
African slaves matter.
A vacant lot in Flatbush is on top of an unmarked African burial ground. It's overgrown with weeds, untamed grass, and trees. It is a fenced-off area at the intersection of Bedford Avenue and Church Avenue. Some community members want the site to be developed as an urban farm, some want a community garden, others just want a place to sit. But all are united in the importance of commemorating the African burial site. Harriet Hines is a candidate for the New York City Council.
Currently on Church Avenue, there are bones underneath the post office, bones underneath the gas station, there's bones underneath the street. So we're asking that they please make a memorial there, a national park there, to commemorate the enslaved people who built this city, who built this district.
Elected officials have started a task force to determine how to commemorate the burial ground, but also to focus on their priorities for the area. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams and District 40 Councilmember Matthew Eugene started a task force which aims to look at ways to bring affordable housing to the area while honoring the history of the site. But activists are worried about private developers. Haley Newthalls is a member of Flatbush Workers United. She wants elected officials to take community input much more seriously.
Just hoping that they listen, see that there's community disagreement with their plan. Today we are holding a rally in order to bring attention to the surrounding neighbors and folks who live in the area, because we found that one of the biggest obstacles in the way of organizing around this lot is just lack of awareness, A, that this is a burial ground, and B, that the city is actively trying to develop it.
Samantha Bernadine also voiced her concern. She is a teacher at the adjacent Erasmus Hall High School who started a group called the Brooklyn African Burial Ground Project.
No! You don't build something on the backs of those who were enslaved. The city, this country, the world is watching us. And they now know that dirty secret, what enslaved people have been through.
At the end of the month, the city task force will hold their third virtual workshop where they will hear community input. Hopefully, the community's recommendations will be included in what the task force sends to the City Department of Housing Preservation and Development. Clark Adamitis, WBAI News, New York.
Thanks, Clark.